This is Day to Day from NPR News. I'm Alex Chadwick. Coming up, our Slate colleague, Dahlia Lithwick, on a cell phone camera threat to privacy upskirting. First, to India, where officials are seeking a new candidate for prime minister after Sonia Gandhi announced today that she is not going to take the job. With more on the developing story, here's Day to Day's Madeline Brandt.
Last week, Sonia Gandhi stunned political observers by sweeping the elections and ousting the ruling Hindu nationalist government. No one expected her to win. She's surprising those pundits anew today with her decision to, quote, humbly decline this post. The BBC's New Delhi correspondent, Geeta Pandey, is here to sort it out. Ms. Pandey, why did Gandhi pull out?
Well, there has been a lot of opposition to her being the prime minister. In fact, her foreign origin, the fact that she's Italian, not an Indian, was an election campaign issue. The outgoing government, which is run by the Bharatiya Janata Party, they carried on most of their campaign on the fact that she is Italian. She's not born in India. Despite the fact that the BJP has lost these elections, they carried on with that campaign. And as it became clearer that Sonia Gandhi is going to be the prime minister, Sonia Gandhi has been elected by the Congress Parliamentary Party as the leader of the party, and that she was going to go and stake her claim to be the prime minister of India, the BJP intensified its campaign. They threatened to boycott the swearing-in ceremony. Some of the senior leaders, they resigned from their post. In fact, one of their leaders, Uma Bharati, she resigned as the chief minister of the central Indian state of Madhya Pradesh today in protest. And the health minister in the outgoing government, Sushma Swaraj, she said she was going to shave her head, wear only white clothes, sleep on the floor in protest. And they talked about taking out marches on parliament. And a huge sort of opposition was being built up to her taking over as the prime minister.
Well, what besides the fact that she was Italian-born caused all this outrage?
Well, the other reason was that the markets, the stock markets crashed hugely yesterday. And one of the reasons that was being attributed to the whole thing was that Sonia Gandhi was Italian and that she would not be able to take any strong decisions. So that was another reason. I mean, the stock market and how the stock market was playing up. Today, the stock market has bounced back and it's being reported, it's being attributed to the rumors that she was going to pull out of the race.
Now, what about her storied background as the daughter-in-law of Indira Gandhi? Her family's name really represented a hope and power to millions of poor people in India. Did that also play a role?
Well, the fact that she comes from the famous Nehru-Gandhi dynasty, which has ruled India for most of the time since its independence in 1947, was, of course, a big factor. I mean, that's probably the big reason that she was there after the assassination of her husband, who was a former Prime Minister of India, Rajiv Gandhi. And that is also the reason why her son and daughter are now getting active in politics. Her son, Rahul Gandhi, has been elected to Parliament on a Congress ticket as well. And in fact, during the election campaign, I was traveling around. I went to the area from where Sonia Gandhi was contesting and from where Rahul Gandhi was contesting. And the kind of adulation that they attracted was amazing. It was absolutely amazing. I mean, people would line up the streets. People would be standing for hours in the bright sun just for a glimpse of them, to touch them, to talk to them. And people were saying that, yes, they are our saviors. They will give us jobs. They will bring us prosperity. It's the strange kind of belief in them, in the family, that they are going to sort out all their problems, which is very touching and very amazing here.
And what is the reaction today to her decision to pull out? We read one anecdote of a man who threatened to shoot himself with a homemade gun if she declined to become prime minister. So how are people in the streets reacting?
It's become a very, very emotional issue. There's a lot of protest, and a lot of people are saying that they cannot imagine anybody else but Sonia Gandhi as their leader, as their prime minister.
So who will be the next prime minister?
Well, it's being speculated that Manmohan Singh, who is the former finance minister who ushered in India's economic reforms in the earlier 1990s, will be the prime minister, will be chosen by the Congress party. At the moment, as we speak, the Congress parliamentary party is meeting, and it's expected that Sonia Gandhi will announce his name and he will be elected as the leader of the Congress parliamentary party, and then he will go to the president and stake his claim to become the prime minister of India.
Geeta Pandey is the BBC's New Delhi correspondent. Thank you very much for joining us.
You're welcome.
And I'm Madeline Brand.